more excited about a not-for-profit event than a million-dollar weekend. G'day there, my name's Dino Power, and welcome to this very special edition of the TEDx Byron Bay podcast. TEDx Byron Bay is a not-for-profit event locally organised and aligned with the principles of the TED organisation and the TED conference. Now, you might have seen TED videos online. They come from a conference that started about 25 years ago by a not-for-profit organisation called TED, which stands for Technology, Entertainment and Design. The TED concept has grown to become the world's favourite conference concept. And TEDx Byron Bay is powered by that great ideal of ideas worth sharing, and it's happening in, of course, Australia's favourite playground, Byron Bay. Our guest today is Chen Tay. He's the licensee of TEDx Byron Bay, the chief organiser and promoter, and along with his team and guests, he's creating a very, very special event that's going to take place on the 31st of July 2010. We caught up with Chen just over a week before the event was due, and this is what he had to say. Chen, I know you're very busy. Thanks for taking our call today.
Welcome.
Chen, for you to do what you've done, you're obviously very inspired by the TED conference and the greater TED concept. Is there a favourite TED moment for you?
Do you know, probably one of the best TED moments for me was when someone sent me a link. And like a lot of people, I think, your first TED experience is actually by a referral. Yes. Someone sees something and they're so inspired by it that they send it to you. And for me, someone sent me a link about, it was about Rick Warren, and he talked about the purpose of life. And I watched it about two times because the first time I was just blown away about what he was talking about, and the second time I actually really thought about it, how it applied to my life. And I think that's one of the best things about TED is that you can have a real fundamental shift in experience, not only at home, but also you can see the people in the audience just having a great time because, you know, someone had shared their life with them. Mm. And that's one of the things that really hit with me is that instead of going to events like I always do and listen to a whole parade of speakers, listening to a small number of people share their best information in their life, sharing their life experience with you was worth so much more.
There certainly are a lot of great moments, and we've developed quite a list. And as you know, we've been sharing some of those videos, and we've got some more to share yet. Chen, you've had a successful career as a chiropractor, as a marketing coach, as the go-to man for seminar promoters and speakers, international speakers. You've had a lot of success. So what motivated you to put an event like TEDx Byron Bay on?
Well, Dino, it started off about probably a year ago. I was watching all these TED videos. I really loved the TED movement. And then I heard about this TEDx program. So as soon as I heard about this TEDx program, I thought, you know what? This is really congruent with who I am and where I'm growing. So I thought I'd apply, and I was so excited the day when I still got the email, actually, when they emailed me back and said, you've been accepted. Your application has been approved. And I was like, wow. Then I realized, oh, no, now I've got to start organizing this thing. You know, you have to understand, you know, I've been in the wealth creation seminar industry for a long time. And, you know, I'm used to running seminars and events which are doing, you know, $1 million to $2 million over a weekend. And to go from that contrast to an event which is, you know, which is a non-profit, which won't make any money, but, you know, is more involved with sharing influence and impact in the community and society, it actually excites me even more doing a TEDx Byron Bay event. And I think the real reason why I wanted to do a TEDx Byron Bay event is because I know there's great people, great speakers out there that want to share their best information, but they don't have an outlet for it. And unfortunately, the market's shifting so much from an old economy to a new economy, and there's so many different opportunities that are coming out now that I felt, you know what, this was the right time to help spread the TED message, because I think in the new economy it is all about collaboration of ideas. It's all about leaders, thinkers and creators getting together and sharing best ideas. Because once, when people share great ideas, more great ideas start to seem to spread out. And that's one of the things I love about the whole TED movement, is that, you know, we are creating great opportunities for other people in the community to, by listening to our ideas and sharing and growing. Because I think with the TED thing experience, I've learned in the seminar game, you know, you can read a book, you can listen to a recording, you can watch a webinar or video online, but the thing is, that's a one-dimensional experience. When you actually experience all that in the live environment, and then you can talk to other people and hear what other people have to say in your network, I think that's one of the best things. And I wanted to create that TED-like experience in our local community, and that's how TEDx Byron Bay started.
Yes, yes. I think I'm just doing this podcast series. I'm now just so looking forward to meeting these people in real life and to seeing the impact that they're having on the people in the audience. Now, you've chosen for the theme of TEDx Byron Bay this year, Step Up to Shine. Is there a time in your life when you took a step up?
Dino, I remember, you know, when I was in school, I mean, my parents came from the killing fields of Cambodia. So, you know, I had very, very low expectations in life, mate. I never thought you could really do or be anyone. You know, my whole premise of life was, you know what, you know, get out of school, go work in a factory, you know, marry someone, work your butt off, and then retire one day. You know, that was my whole concept of life. And you know what, mate, for most people, that's pretty much sums up their life, you know. But then something happened, and I read a book that changed my life, and I decided to make something, take responsibility for my life and change my ways. And I started, it was interesting, when I made the decision to change my life, people, resources and opportunities started appearing in my path. And one of those things was that I really enjoyed going to seminars, and I really loved the seminars. But you know what, when I looked around the seminar market, or the educational personal development market, I noticed that there were a lot of people older than me doing it. And I realized that, and every single one of them would say, hey, you know what, I wish I learned it at your age. You know, so I thought, I'm going to do something. I'm going to actually implement some of these things I learned. And my moment, which really fundamentally changed my life, was when one of Australia's leading marketers asked me to help put on an event for them.
Wow.
And I think he, from memory, he put $15,000 into my account to help me fund and work for him. Now, I don't know about you, Dino, but when I was back then, $15,000 was a lot of money.
Yep.
And, you know, it basically paid out all my credit cards, and it just allowed me to start life again. And I've never gone back. And I think that's the thing that a lot of us have, is that pivotal moment when someone believes in you more than you believe in yourself. Yes. Is, I think, one of the best times where you step up and shine. Mm. You know, and I think that there's people like, I'll tell you now, Kirik Ashley, who's one of the speakers that's coming to an event. His moment was when he drew a line in the sand, and once he stepped over it, he said, look, I'm not going back to my old life. And that's one of these things that happened to me as well. You know, I remember another time where, you know, life was getting tough, and I drew that line in the sand, and I walked over it promising never to go back to the old ways. Because the thing is, I've learned in this, it sounds like a really simple step up and shine, but it took us months to come up with it.
Yes.
And I think the reason why we have to step up and shine these days, because in the sea of mediocrity, if you really want to make impact, you got to shine. And shining is actually discovering about your core truth, who you really are, and expressing that and communicating that value of who you are, and the essence of who you are to the marketplace, and allowing people to see how clever or how impactful you can be. Because the thing is, in this new economy, it's not just about money that's going to buy you power, it's influence. And shining is all about creating and expanding that network of influence. So when I decided to do the TEDx, I went to my community of network to get all these speakers. And then all of a sudden, I had other speakers referring other speakers to me. In fact, you know, Dino, I've probably got 6 to 8 speakers for next year already, because people have been so excited by the momentum and the energy that's come with organising this event.
Yeah, I can certainly feel the excitement growing. And, you know, I have to say, your little black book of contacts must be bulging, because the quality of the people that you've put together for this event is absolutely outstanding. So that sort of brings me to my next question, which is, for anyone who's perhaps thinking about coming to TEDx, what can they expect? Tell us a little bit about the lineup. Tell us a little bit about what the event's going to look like.
If you're coming to TED, you're going to get personal transformation. Look, anyone who's been around me long enough to know that things happen fast. Hey, I mean, Dino, do you still remember the day we had that coffee?
I think I described
it. Probably feels like a decade ago now to you, but, you know, honestly, mate, you've seen how fast things move in my circle. Now, that's by design, you know, and that's the thing that's really important, that you design it by choice, not chance, right? And so the speakers that I know are coming, I mean, there's hundreds of years of accumulated experience of arrows in the back, of pioneering heartache, you know, of failures, of pitfalls. And you know what? They've compressed that all down so that you get the gold, you get the gems, you know. They've done all the hard work. And the thing is just to use these little gems and nuggets that they share and draw your own inspiration and your own perspective around them so that you can actually develop something else.
Yes.
A new model, a new technique, a new strategy, a new way, you know, by combining a hybrid of ideas that you'll get. Because, you know, I'm a big fan of not taking copious notes at seminars, but inhaling concepts and big ideas that can make a big shift to your life, you know. So on the day, you know, you've got people like Correct Ashley, who's an international peak performance and success coach. He's one of the most important people around that can help really transform your life. You know, he's got a great presentation that will really, really cut to the core of what's going on, and also will actually help you really shift the momentum of where you're going, and allow you to really tap into who you are. You know, you've got Rachel Birmingham, who was a mum working from home that was really struggling, and within 12 months, you know, was able to build a $1 million business from home, which is what the dream of most people. You know, you've got people like Jeffrey Quitko, a young entrepreneur who's built multiple and sold multiple businesses at the young age of 24. So I've tried to get people who are the real deal, who are actually doing it in life. You've got Leela Cosgrove, who's the founder of Business Writers Anonymous. And the thing I love about Leela is that she's a real renegade Gen Y thinker. She questions the norm. She challenges the norm.
Yes.
And that's why people like Leela often get a lot of flack and often get a lot of negativity, because they don't understand, because they want everyone to fit in a box. Well, there's not going to be any boxes on July 31st at TEDx. you got Angus Pike, who's Angus is an interesting character, because I remember going to chiropractic school as he was graduating, and I remember looking at him going, there's something about this guy, you know, and look at this, all these years later, you know, he's become a leader in not only the profession but in the wellness movement, you know, and he's one of the guys that really understands how to really get into your how to really tap into your health and making sure that you've got the energy to do what you want.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the most important things of anyone these days, is to really focus on improving and expanding your health.
Yep.
Because the demands on life are only going to increase, and if your body can't cope with what you're doing now, it's not going to cope to where you're growing. And
yes,
you've got to have that energy. You've got Alf Orpin, who's a social entrepreneur activist, and Alf has behind the scenes of some of the great entrepreneur health businesses out there in the marketplace at the moment, and he's going to be sharing about his message about social entrepreneurship. You've got also a local youth leader, Annalise Halverson, who's making a massive difference to young women in the area. You've got the founder of Web Academy, Jenny Amato, who's really leading the new economy with some great strategies and a new economy success blueprint that is really helping people shift from transaction to an economy of value, which is one of the best things that's happening in the new economy. You've got Perry Martin, who's a human behavior expert and intuitive coach. And Perry is going to really talk about what really matters, you know, and I think that's really, really important. But one of the things that, you know, with the TEDx Byron Bay I wanted to set up, was that, you know, give it a chance for instant speakers from interstate,
yes,
but also local talent to shine. And that's one of the reasons why I've asked local celebrity Mandy Nolan to come and not only present, but also MC the event, because I think it's important to have celebrate local talent in this area, because we do have a lot of talent. In fact, we've got a whole lot of local musicians performing and entertaining during the whole day as well. So, Dina, I'm really excited about the event. I think there's going to be like a buffet of opportunity, and the real key is for you to enjoy and see what tickles your palate, because there's so many opportunities to really get that next breakthrough, that next opportunity, or, you know what, you can just come along and share.
Yep, yep. Well, it's going to be a fantastic networking opportunity too, I imagine. There's, you know, going to be a lot of really, really interesting people in the crowd, and I know that you've structured the day so that people do get to some time to network and share ideas amongst with one another, so that'll be great.
Dino, look, it's interesting you mentioned networking, because lately I've noticed that, you know, I want people to understand this is not the type of, you know, Chamber of Commerce networking where you exchange business cards and you hope that you get business from it. This is not what this networking is about. This isn't a collaboration of ideas. This is about connecting, not just networking, but connecting with people and planting that seed of relationship and building that relationship. It's a give to get relationship, not like the old ways where you get before you give. I think it's really important that people come in, because I've seen a lot of seminar environments which end up becoming full of sharks, because there's no leadership, because no one tells people how to behave. Everyone's just there to try and work out how they're going to make money from it, whereas the reality is that it's not about making money from it. It's about seeing who in this room can help increase my influence and impact in the community.
Mm. Well, that's a good message. Chen, it's been very, very good to catch up with you. Thank you so much. I know you're extremely busy at the moment. People listening to this may want to dig a little deeper and get to know you better. Is there a couple of places that people can find you online?
Yep. You can get me on www.chentay.com. Also on Facebook at facebook.com/Chentay.
Wow. Okay, very good. Chen, thanks so much. And I'm looking forward immensely to the TEDx Byron Bay event.
Thanks for your help, Dino.
Pleasure. Well, that was Chen Tay. I told my good friends Steve and Pam Brosman that meeting Chen was a bit like being handcuffed to an Exocet missile. He's certainly a man with a lot of energy, a lot of passion, and he always creates a lot of value. TEDx Byron Bay, of course, is going to be no different. It happens on the 31st of July 2010, and you really want to be there if you possibly can. Whether you can or whether you can't, one of the things that I'd love you to do is subscribe to this podcast. Why? Because there's lots more value coming your way. After the TEDx Byron Bay event, we'll be sharing conversations, nuggets from the speakers, and all sorts of good stuff. So wherever you're listening to this, please subscribe. You can also subscribe in iTunes. Just jump into iTunes and search for TEDx Byron Bay. You'll find this podcast. Please subscribe. And please give us a review or a rating in iTunes. That would really help. Until next podcast, remember, ideas become things.